Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us. Today, we have two people here, myself and Brittany.
That's right. Say it right, girl.
Along with Raquel, we today are going to be talking about everything and anything in the adventures of dating and love. So
she means dating in the danger zone. When you're like 36 and older, sheesh.
36 and older is the danger zone?
Yes, girl. Have you not heard?
Well, you got to tell me because I want to hear what's happening. But speaking of hearing, I want you to tell me about your story. I heard that not too long ago, you had an adventure with somebody named that we call Black Tooth.
Okay, so I've been I've been dating. I've been using these dating apps, you know, given that I'm telling you, ladies, if you hit 36, just hold on real tight because I haven't been going to the bars or going out much because life gets in the way. So I've been doing dating apps. That just is an easier way to find a date.
But just to let you know, I mean, that's what people do now, though. That's all we do is dating apps. Or how else do we find people?
The older crowd does.
But dating apps?
Mm-hmm. The younger crowd, they do go out. They go to bars. They meet people. They go to like First Friday, like these little events, and they meet and
you know
mingle.
What that is? That's like the old-fashioned way. Yeah, we used to do that back in the day.
Back when we were younger,
when
girl.
When we didn't have technology, see? Yeah.
Well, I guess you're right. Maybe every age does do this. I think it's the lazy way, but it works because you don't have to like go out and get cute. You just meet them online and then you chit-chat back and forth. Well, so I was on this dating app and I I met this guy.
Was it the last date that you had?
It's the last day. Hopefully it's not the last because
sad. That's not what, yeah.
No.
It's just the last one that you've had.
The last one, and I realized that I need to get standards. But here's what happened, right? So I met this guy. We chatted back and forth. We talked over the phone. He seemed like a really nice guy. So we ended up making I called it an appointment, like a meet and greet, but I guess it's called a date. But it was a date. This guy asked me to choose a place. I did. I chose this park, beautiful lake view. I thought it was super romantic.
Wait a minute. Why didn't you choose like a traditional place, like, you know, going out to get some coffee or maybe go to a restaurant? Why the park? Which is not a traditional.
No, you're right. It's not traditional. And the reason why it's not traditional is because the guy was broke. And he was very honest. He didn't have a lot of money. So he's like, can you find a place that's affordable? And I said, what's free? Oh, the park. Perfect.
Okay.
So I did set up a park date. We met up, but mind you, this park is pretty big. I guess when he got there, he calls me. He's all flustered on the phone. This is the day of the date. He's flustered on the phone talking about why would you set up a date here if you don't know the location? You didn't tell me where to meet up. He was like so frustrated and he was like almost angry, and he's even said that I was trying to set him up, that I was gonna rob him. And I was like, rob you for what? You don't even have money. That's why we're at the park. Which I was like, okay, whatever. I said, look, listen, I just have to figure out where you're at. Give me a location. What do you see around?
Wait a minute, hold up. You're telling me that this guy, there's nothing wrong with, you know, maybe not having, you know, a lot of money.
You shouldn't be dating if you don't have money to take someone out for dinner.
Hold on. So, this guy doesn't have a lot of money, but he seems like a nice guy. He seems honest and you're willing to give him a chance. Okay. You know what? It's okay. Don't have a lot of money. Okay. Got you. But let's go to the park. Let's meet up.
Okay. Yeah.
And then when you guys go to the park, he's telling you that, or he's angry at you because he can't find you?
Yes, he was like super frustrated, saying like, well, I don't understand why you set this up. And I said, well, I gave you a chance to set it up. You gave me the choice. This is the choice. I was trying to be considerate of your finances. So here we are. So finally, we meet up. Mm-hmm. Okay, before I tell you what he looks like, let me tell you what he told me in one of our conversations over the phone.
What did he tell you?
He told me that he really cares about what the woman looks like. Like, she wants her to be pretty, fit. So looks were important to him. Okay. I guess that's like, whatever. That's a thing for guys. I was like, whatever. I didn't care. I was like, all right. I was like telling him, I don't care what the guy looks like, as long as he's nice, kind. I mean, even finances, obviously I didn't care. I was like, as long as we could get along and we're compatible, that's what matters to me. Well, I should take that back, because when I saw that guy, oh my gosh. First of all, he had he didn't even shower, I think. His hair was so greasy. And then when, then this is what threw me off. Because you know how I am about teeth. I love pretty teeth.
Yes,
like,
you
that's
do.
Like the biggest
that's
thing
a
for
thing.
Me.
Teeth and hair.
Teeth and hair. Well, he smiled and his tooth, one of his tooth was black, completely black. Okay. So I was like, what the heck am I looking at?
Which one?
It was the big front one and the, like the one that you see right away. Like, you can't even hide it.
Okay.
I was like, I looked at him and I was like, this guy has a nerve to tell me he cares about looks when he looks like that. Okay. I was like, what am I? I still try to give this guy a chance. I talked to him. Girl, his breath smelled as bad as his tooth.
Man. Mm-mm.
There's a reason why your tooth is black. You know it comes with,
with the
gingivitis.
Right.
Something was going on with
right.
his mouth. They just got worse.
It got worse than that?
I mean, worse than looking at his face, you know? I was like, his mouth is really what bothered me the most. So we're walking. He's telling me all about his dating experience, which none. I think he only went on a 2 dates. And so I'm sitting there like, oh my God, how can I get out of this? This is just not working out for me. Because I couldn't pay attention, because every time he talked, I could just smell his breath and look at his tooth. It was just too much for me. My senses were overpowered.
Yeah.
Visual and nose. I was just like, smell.
It was overpowering. Yes.
So then, now I know why he's broke. He pulls out a joint and starts smoking weed. And I'm like, so you can't take me out for dinner, but you can smoke weed? I was like, okay.
Weed is expensive.
Oh, no. And then mind you, okay, yes, I understand weed can be expensive. But if you have money for a joint, and you know joints are like $20, that $20, I wouldn't mind you taking me to Burger King. That would have been just fine. Hmm. But no, I'm working out, walking, listening to you, looking at your face, and then your breath. And then now I have to smell this stinky ass smell of weed. I was like, dude, this is just getting worse.
Did you tell him anything? Did you say anything?
No, because I didn't want to make him feel bad. So I didn't say anything to him. I just kind of suck it up, buttercup, let it be.
Isn't it funny how we women will just not say anything? We'll just stay quiet and be like,
Oh, let me tell you though. So yes, I was trying to be nice. And you know what he told me?
What?
He says, you talk too much. I was like, all I've heard you is talk, but I just made some comments and all of a sudden he goes, you just talk too much. Like, why are you talking so much? I, at that moment, wanted to say, what is your breast stink and why does your tooth look like that?
Yeah,
why haven't you fixed it?
Why didn't you say something?
Because, okay.
I think I would have said something, like in a cutesy kind of way. Like,
I don't know how you could be
when
cutesy with that.
When was your last dental appointment? Something like that.
Girl, I don't think
Or like, bring out some gum, you know, hey.
Yeah, you want some gum? Girl, I don't even think the gum or breathman would have helped him. It was so bad. So then I'm like, hey, you know, it's getting late. I need to go home. And he's like, do you want me to walk you to your car? And I was like, oh, no, that is fine. I know exactly where it is. He goes, you shouldn't walk by yourself. It's dangerous out here. And in my mind, I'd rather get robbed than to have to stand smelling your breath. But then, well, guess what? You know why he wanted me to, why he wanted to walk me to my car? He wanted me to give him a ride. So,
no.
Girl, he doesn't have a car.
How did he get to the park?
Oh, his mom. Mind you, this man is 36 years old.
Oh my God, no way.
You know why he couldn't text me for the longest?
Why?
Because he didn't have a phone. Guess who got him the phone? His mom. And he even said, you should thank my mom that you and I are talking. I said, no, thank you, sir.
Lord. You should have.
I was not thankful for that. And then at that moment, after that date, I realized that I wasn't ready, that I needed to get standards. Mm-hmm. I think I was becoming desperate. So I was desperately dating. And when you desperately date, you end up with a tooth, black tooth, you know?
Black tooth,
girl. So standards are very important.
Very important.
Because you give these men a chance. And I'm not saying, I think he needs to get his life together before he starts dating. But because I was in a place where I'm getting older. I want to be married. I want that commitment that I was becoming. I didn't care who it was. Mm-hmm. I didn't care if it was with black tooth, with no job. Mama gave him dropped him off. And, you know, like that's not what I wanted at the end, you know.
Now, if you would have known all this information beforehand, would you have gone out with him?
Sad truth is yes. I probably would.
No, it's not a sad truth.
Because I wasn't in a good place when I went on a date with him. I felt like I was getting older, and when you get older, you just feel like, where is life going? Like, it's, you know, like you just feel like, okay, like I need to hurry up. Like society's mm-hmm. putting pressure, family's putting pressure. And so then I felt like, yeah, at that moment, I still would have probably went on a date with him.
Now, looking back at it, do you feel that it was you were hitting or you hit bottom of the barrel?
Yeah. That definitely was bottom for sure.
And after that, you haven't gone on another date with anybody, right?
No, I think that was a good time for me to really just take time and get to know me and exactly know what are my boundaries, what are my standards, and have those established. So then when I am dating, I'm not wasting time on guys that wouldn't be a good fit for me. They wouldn't be suitable for me.
Exactly. I heard that as we get older, we are not supposed to be wasting our time dating people. Mm. We're supposed to be vetting people.
Okay. Wait, what?
Vetting. So
that's a big word for me. Can you like define that?
What I mean is we're supposed to be, when we meet somebody, we're supposed to be asking them important questions. Like, for example, you know, are you looking for marriage? Do you want to have kids? Mm. I mean, you're supposed to be asking these important questions up front. And if they don't match with yours, you know, el que sigue, you know.
Next one.
Because if you start like lingering and getting to know that person, you know, in the dating area, then sometimes you'll grow feelings. And it's better to just vet somebody rather than date. That's, you know, what I have heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, lesson learned, I guess. I will be asking good questions prior to going on a date. Mm-hmm. I think one of the questions is, do you have a job?
Do you have a job?
I'm like, yeah, I think it's important. Like, it doesn't matter. I guess the income is not the problem. It's like, do you have a job to sustain yourself? Mm-hmm. And can you court me?
Yeah.
Because you need some type of income to court a woman.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with people not having jobs at the time, but that's not what you want. You want a person that is able to sustain himself financially.
I mean,
in order for you to, you know, to go somewhere with him. Because you're looking for a future with that person, you know. And if they're not ready, that's okay. You know, go and do your thing. You know, put yourself together.
But at 36, you would think you would have a job, right?
Like, you know, some people, you know, get hiccups along the road. And
what kind of hiccup? At 36, really? I understand, like, in your, you know, 18, 19, even in your 20s, you're still, you're closer to 40.
There's people that are 50 and get hiccups, you know?
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it is, but
how can you be 50 and have a hiccup? That's just, like, I don't get, unless you had a stroke. Like a health issues, that makes sense. But a hiccup in a way where, oh, I just lost my job and I'd rather not get a job. I don't get it.
I was going to say, it's not that, I'm not trying to defend him. But what I'm trying to say is, stuff happens. You know, sometimes people do lose their jobs and they're trying to look for something. Maybe they just haven't found what they wanted. I guess with him, he has a fallback family. His family's, so maybe he's not in a rush to, you know, get what he wants.
Money? He doesn't want money? I guess he doesn't want money. I'm like, because money makes the world.
Yeah, because for some reason he thinks he, you know, in order to date, he doesn't have to have a job. And
girl, and then he texts me after, because I wasn't trying to text him anymore. He texts me and then he's like, are you interested? And I said, no, I'm not interested. And then he wanted to know why. And I was like, is it the time to tell him the truth? Should I tell him the truth?
You told him the truth.
I told him the truth.
Good.
I'm glad. Told him the reason why I wasn't interested is because his tooth was black. He came to the date greasy, didn't shower, was smoking weed, and he didn't have money to take me out.
Okay.
And you know what he said? He said he had an appointment to the dentist. Am I still interested if he gets his tooth fixed?
So he called you to tell you he had an appointment to the dentist?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What did you tell him?
I said, what about the job? he put dots, 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 dots. That means no response.
Oh.
So he's more willing to fix his tooth than get a job.
At a time, I guess.
And I'm like, how are you going to fix your tooth with no job?
Money? Yeah.
His mom got to pay for it. Damn, I want her to be my mom.
I know.
I got a couple of bills she could pay.
Well, my gosh, that was an awesome story. Thank you so much, Brittany, for that awesome story.
That's right.
You're right. I think that... I really learned a lot from this situation. I'm hoping that you did as well.
What did you learn?
Give me three
things you learned about my terrible experience.
How about this? How about next time we come together and talk, I will tell you what I learned. Okay, but for now, we gotta go. Thank you so much